She said it's just so important to do low-stress handling as cattle will handle much better. And getting rid of distractions is one major way to help keep things low-stress.
Something as simple as parking a truck next to the chute and there's a reflection on it. And where it's most important to have solid sides is outer perimeters to block all the distractions, especially if there's a lot of vehicles and commotion going around. Something as simple as a coat hung on the fence can make the cattle stop, especially if the wind's blowing it. A puddle on the ground. A lot of the facilities have metal struts on the ground that hold the facility together. If you cover those up with dirt, that'll often make a big difference. Because if you have a metal strut right where your single file joins your crowd pen, that tends to make the cattle stop. They also balk at backstop gates. People have a tendency to put too many backstops in their facility. I find I'm going around and opening up backstop gates. You might want to put a remote control rope on one that's right at the entrance. Another thing that can really help you is to have enough lead-up chute space so you can use following behavior. So if I bring up five cattle will then fit in the lead-up chute. If your lead-up chute only holds one or two cattle, then there's no way to get that good following behavior. Another secret is good handling is going to require more walking when you're working cattle in the chutes. People want to bring up big groups because they don't want to walk as much. But then you got those cattle packed in the crowd pen, turned around, and it's going to be impossible to get them out of there without using an electric prod. Secret to good handling coming up your chute is bringing up small groups. It's going to take more walking.
Now, this is a message she has been spreading a long time, and she said handling practices are getting better.
My student, Ruth Woliwode, did a survey of 28 feed yards in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. And most of the feed yards were in compliance with beef quality assurance guidelines on things such as electric prod use. She scored 100 cattle in each yard, 5.5% of the cattle prodded with the electric prod average. That's really, really super doing well. There was one feed yard that was at 45%. That's not so good. But then there was a whole bunch of yards that were at 0%. You know, what about electric prods? My view on it is get it out of your hand. It's never your primary driving tool. It should only be picked up if you get an animal that absolutely won't go in the squeeze chute. You pick it up, buzz it once, and then you put it away. Because I'd rather have you do that than be cranking their tail off or hitting them.
And you can easily learn more about Dr. Tipple Grandin's work with livestock on her website.
I have lots of information online on Grandin.com, just my last name, Grandin.com. I also have a book on humane livestock handling that you can purchase online. www.grandin.com, just my last name, Grandin.com, and you do have to spell it right. It's Grandin.com.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.